Shadid Fiolin and his campaign. It's March 11th, 2024, and these are your headlines. The challenger to House Speaker Dade Fiolin in the upcoming runoff election just gained the endorsement of one of his former opponents, leading to calls for Fiolin to terminate his campaign. Alicia Davis, a Jasper County activist, received over 10% of the vote on election night last week in the three-way race for House District 21. That's the seat currently occupied by Fiolin in Southeast Texas. David Covey, the former Orange County GOP chairman, received first place with 46.3% of the vote, with Fiolin entering the runoff election behind with just over 43% support. Because no candidate received a majority of the vote, a runoff election is slated for May 28th. In a Facebook post over the weekend, Alicia Davis said she was glad to see Republican voters overwhelmingly approve a proposition supporting property tax elimination. That's something we talked about on Friday, and that has been a core issue of her campaign. And she says that going forward, she feels that it's in voters' best interest to support David Covey. She wrote, "Fiolin has made it clear that he has no interest in protecting our private property or eliminating property tax. Neither do those who support him. I'm going to continue our battle like I said I would and help David Covey fire Fiolin, because together we will eliminate property taxes." Now, David Covey said he's grateful to have Davis's support heading into the runoff. He said her dedication to conservative principles is clear. She knows that I will always fight for the people of Southeast Texas, not Austin bureaucrats. Enter Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Now, Patrick has, of course, been a vocal critic of Dade Fiolin. We've talked about that many times now. He proclaimed that Alicia Davis's endorsement of David Covey has sealed off any pathway to victory for Dade Fiolin in the runoffs. He said 57% of the district already voted against him. Dade should recognize the obvious and do the right thing by announcing he is terminating his campaign and stopping what is going to be an embarrassing defeat. Fiolin did not respond to Patrick's call for him to drop out of the race. We looked into this, and state election code, in case he's wondering, requires that candidates who wish to withdraw from the runoff elections have until 3 days following the official canvassing of the results. The deadline for canvassing is Sunday, March 17th, meaning that Fiolin and any other candidates in runoff elections, for that matter, have until Wednesday, March 20th at the latest to withdraw from the election. State schools are struggling to outpace the surge of illegal alien students being enrolled in public education. That's according to a recent report by the Heritage Foundation. And according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, when a child is accompanied by an adult or legal guardian and they are apprehended at the southwest border by immigration authorities, the child is transferred to the custody of the Office of Refugee and Resettlement while they wait for immigration proceedings, which of course can take years in some cases. The OR subsequently releases illegal minors to sponsors who oftentimes are family members. Sponsors are considered custodians throughout the child's immigration proceedings. In Texas, the OR released 16,394 unaccompanied minors to sponsors during fiscal year 2023 alone. And according to the Heritage Foundation's report, at a cost of $13,900 per pupil per year, those additional students cumulatively cost nearly an additional $228 million. And that's just for 1 year. Well, the Supreme Court case, Plyer v. Doe, held that public school districts are required to enroll minors regardless of immigration status. That was a decision back from the early 80s. Additionally, public school districts are required to enroll sudden influxes of illegal alien students and to make necessary accommodations. And public school districts are not alone in shouldering the burden of educating illegal aliens. A study by the Huffines Liberty Foundation recently concluded that educating illegal aliens is costing Texas taxpayers more than $7 billion in total each year. Notably, by the way, over 87% of Republican primary voters last week agreed with the ballot proposition that stated the Texas legislature should end all subsidies and public services, including in-state college tuition and enrollment in public schools for illegal aliens.
Each weekday, join the Texas Minute for a first look at the top news of the Lone Star State. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan, the host of the Texas Minute. The Texas Minute exists to make sure real Texans have the news they need to affect Texas. You can find the Texas Minute at texasscorecard.com or everywhere you listen to podcasts.
As in years past, Houston's upcoming budget is expected to face a shortfall of between $160 and $200 million, some serious cash, and the administration is now laying out a plan to try to address it. In this month's financial report, Houston Finance Director Melissa Dubowski, who was appointed in January by the new mayor John Whitmire to serve as the finance director after having served as the deputy finance director since 2019, well, she told council members to expect a shortfall of at least $160 million in the upcoming fiscal year 2025 budget. She said the administration has asked all departments, except for police and fire, to provide, in preparation for the budget cycle, a template of what a 5% reduction to their department budget would look like. She also said they are looking at service consolidation, eliminating vacancies, and finding additional revenue sources to close the gap. In addition, they would consider a public safety exemption for Houston's property tax cap, other enhancements to property tax, along with other fees. And while the current gap is $160 million, Dubowski said that if a resolution can be obtained with the firefighters, that could also be added to the fiscal year 2025 budget. In his post-council press conference, Mayor Whitmire said the budget gap could be as large as $200 million. The administration plans to release their proposed budget in mid-May, at which time the City Council will set a formal date for the public hearing. Department budget workshops for the Council and the public will take place during the second half of May, and they will vote on the budget in early June, just ahead of the July 1st start of the 2025 fiscal year. For more of today's stories, go to texasscorecard.com.